say money is the cause of bondage, money will take us to hell, then they will not accept. But this is correct. As much money you can get, so much you will be happy. That they can understand. Apart with the general people, apart with the thought of the general people, they will accept. Arthagamanittam. Now, he has said again, only enough money is not sufficient. Money you have, and now you have got many objects for the enjoyment of the sense organs, but you are diseased. Your health is bad. No digestive power. All good things, good dishes are there, good preparations, very palatable, but he cannot eat because he's diseased. He cannot be happy. So, there should not be any disease in his body. Only by money cannot be happy. Money is there. You have purchased many kinds of food, water, many kinds of articles for preparing good dishes. But you cannot eat, how you can be happy? So your health should be good. Is that it? Then they will act, yes. This is reasonable. Money should be there and body should be good, sound health. That's correct. And you have got good body, healthy body, and all the things you have collected by money for preparations of good food and all these things, enjoyment of the sense organs, everything. Because you have got enough money. But in spite of that, you should not be happy. If your wife is not beautiful, and if your wife does not use sweet words or harsh words, then you will be mad. Is that it? Because that person, he is going to office, he is going to do some business, whole day after doing, when he returns house, he fears to enter into the house. If I enter, there will be quarrel with the wife, and she will use harsh words, and she, that person is moving there and there, hesitating to enter. How he can be happy? In spite of good health, in spite of enough money, that person will not be happy. He can be happy if the wife is beautiful and also wife uses sweet words. Sweet words. Then that person will be happy. Is it not? Yes. Correct?
Yes.
And after that, now that person has got a son. And parents have got affection for this son. If son is not obedient to parents, doing all intuitions against the will of father and mother, always disturbing. And everybody is coming, complain, your son has done this, you have done this thing and that thing and that thing. Then he will become mad. Will he be happy? What sort of son I have got? I don't want this. And mother has got affection. Mother cannot give up on the womb. The son was in the womb, born. A weakness of heart is there. So in spite of his sufficient money and good health and beautiful wife, sweet words, if his son becomes turbulent and naughty, then that person cannot be happy. Is it correct? Right. And whatever Vishnu Sharma is saying, everybody will accept. Is that it? And even in our Indian family, family life you will find in India, they are very much worried when they find the son, one son is there. But he has got no learning to earn money, no capacity to earn money. Then his future is very dark. And if that son is incapable of earning money, then the parents will be disturbed. Is not it? After our disappearance, how he will maintain? He has no capacity. He has no learning, no capacity to earn money. In future, what will be the plight of the son? When we shall not be here, then the parents become worried. So, the son should have the capacity to earn enough money. All these conditions are fulfilled, then he is happy. Isn't that it?
No.
How? How no? Now you have said yes. And again say no. Because if you deeply think, if you deeply think, you will find that whatever Vishnu Sharma has said, and if you go through the teachings of the realized souls, actual spiritual guide, actual guru, actual scriptural knowledge for the eternal welfare, you will find just the reverse. When there will be enough money, to retain that money, that person will have anxiety and worries. Now this same tax officer will come for taxes, income tax officer. He will have different books to conceal. Yet he will have no sleep in the night. And for sleep he should have to take sleeping pill. Even after taking sleeping pill proof, if you sleeping pill you take that habit, make the habit. Afterwards that will have no habit. Sometimes we found in our own household devotees, God brothers, one God brother, each person, daily. He has got transport business. Still now, he was so much disturbed. He took enough sleeping pills and was about to die. Enough money. By getting enough money, he was in trouble. For that reason, he took sleeping pills. If there is no sleep, then how you move on? And he was taken to the hospital, nursing home, for treatment. And after vomiting those, he could get them sleep. But one person of Calcutta could not get them. His mother came to me, here in this room. His mother came about 10-15 years back. His mother came, and mother was weeping. You know, why you are weeping? What is the matter? What is the cause of it? All this mental agony, something? Some separation grief? Yes. What happened? My son died. And why? I prevented him. You should not take so much sleeping. His son had business. In business, and there is so much worries at there. He said, he should not take, but he took so much. In the morning, he did not wake up. He entered into the transcendental realm by him. That it. By eating, by taking so much sleeping pills. Is he happy? By getting so much money? And one instance I have heard from Puri Maharaj. You know Puri Maharaj from Vrindavan? Instance, one fact. It is not a fictitious story. One person was working in a bank. At that time he was getting a salary of 3,000. 3,000 at that time, before retirement. At that time, it has got much value. Now there is no value of the money. And he had the habit to deposit. He did not like to spend money. Miser to the extreme. I shall have to keep money, I shall have to deposit money. Out of 3,000, half the money he used to do. Even more. For that, always altercations, quarreling with the family members. You will not bring costly things. Costly things, costly cloth, costly food, etc. But that always they are quarreling. And you are depositing. Now I have got in the bank 1 lakh. That is 100,000. Oh. By thinking I have in the bank 1 lakh. 100,000. He finds happiness in life. Then increasing 2 lakhs. Then after 3 lakhs. 4 lakhs. 5 lakhs. After that, he retired. After retirement, he got pension half, less than half. Now, after pension, he had some disease. For disease, he will not bring good doctor. You make good doctor, so much payment you give. You will not withdraw money from the bank. 5 lakhs. Like that. The other friends, those who are well-wishers, what money will you give after your death? Why you have to bring a good doctor? Or not? That doctor is small money. Ultimately, he was on the verge of death. Then he thought, oh, death is imminent. Became very much disappointed. Throughout my life, without enjoyment, even worldly enjoyment, I have deprived of family members. I also did not do it. I kept the money. Now I should have to die. Then he has got separation grief for the money. His colleague became manager of that bank. He remembered him. He sent some person. Bring him. Then that person can what? What have you? No. I have no hope. I shall die. But he earned this money with great difficulty. Now I shall have to leave this body. So I am separation grief. You have to bring the money to me. 4-5 lakhs. If I bring some dacoits, some robbers will come, some miscreants may come, and my life will be at risk. Now you fulfill my desire. Then he took some signature, and by taking signature, he brought their money, he won back. Back, at that time, 1,000 currency note was there. And on the top of the bag there are some vegetables. Outside persons will think it is a vegetable bag. But inside there is so much money, 5 lakhs. Brought there. And very secretly, near his ear, I have brought. What I shall bring? Your money is here. What can I do? Put it on my chest. On the chest, and he embraced it. I have a separation grief. So much suffering. I shall have to leave this. Whether it is good to have so much money or it is good having no money. What is good? No money. From the heart. From the heart, you have
a little bit of money.
You see, and in India, previously, grown-up persons, when their children had become grown up, had Vanaprastha, there is one ashram with Vanaprastha. In Vanaprastha ashram, they used to leave the house and property, go to the forest in ancient India. Why? If I remain here, I have got so much property. landed property and all money, etc. Then messengers of God at death will come. If I do not want to go, they will force me to take. I have got so much attachment. So much suffering. If I give up now, you will give everything to the sons, you take. Everything. I am giving you everything. My registration. I am going to the forest. If I go to the forest, at the time of death, messenger of God, the God of death will come. I have come. It's time now. You have to go. Yes, I can, but I have got nothing. I have got nothing. No attachment, nothing. Take. So whether it is good, keep money so much, or it is good without money. And without money, no thinking, mother, take. Which is better? Here it is said by Vishnu Sharma that so as much money you will get, so much you will be happy. But just the reverse. Not it. What the Hindi piti saying? Mutti bande aya jagat mein haath pasare jaye. Cupped palm have got. In the previous one. And with empty palms, it's he did not bring anything from the previous man. And after earning, at the time death, everything. That's the opposite. Now, you have got enough money, your health is good, you can enjoy. By that you can commit some sin, criminal offense. Say, for instance, he did not do any kind of criminal offense. But he was enjoying. His health is good. When there is birth of this body, death will come. Death is inevitable. Jata shri dhruva vritti dhruva mnyamna mritashraja tashmata parihajya dattam shati dhvaru shri in Gita will be. That who is born will die, which is produced will be destroyed. Nobody can remain here in this world permanently. You will find any person in this world permanently. Now, six hundred crores of population of the world. After 150 years, whether one person will remain. Now, nobody will remain. New person will come. Now the 600 persons, whether baby, whether grown up persons, nobody will remain in this world after 150 years. Nobody can have so much luxury. Death is even inevitable. When at the time of death, messengers of God of death will come. Your time is finished. I have come to take you. No, I am enjoying with my healthy body. I cannot give up this healthy body. I have but I shall have to enjoy. No, God, we shall take you. No, then so much tremendous suffering. It is better to have a diseased body. So much disease, he will be very much disgusted with this world. And he will pray to Supreme Lord, oh, take me, I do not want to remain in this world. A healthy body is good or a diseased body is good? Now I think. But the diseased body, then you will have distaste for worldly things. And you will remember Krishna. And you will pray to Lord, Supreme Lord, O Lord, be gracious to me, take me. I want to go to your lotus feet. I don't want to remain in this world. The diseased body is better.
In the long run.
Like that. If you think, now you have got a healthy body and also beautiful wife, and your wife is very using sweet words, etc. Everything is good. Then you will have attachment. If you die before that, then you will have, you will always think, I could not do anything for my wife, I could not do anything for my wife, so beloved wife. By thinking you will die, your next birth will be a woman. Whatever you will think, you will get your birth accordingly. Is that it? You said in Gita. At the time of death, whatever you will think, if you think about dog, then at the time of thinking the dog, you die, then you will become a dog. In Gita, Krishna has said this. Therefore, if your wife becomes very beautiful and beloved, and at the time of your death, you're on the verge of death, you will think about your wife. Or before you, if the wife dies, then you will not be able to tolerate, you will commit suicide. Isn't that it? So is it better? The wife should not be beautiful, should not use sweet words, harsh words. Then you will have the, no, I shall not remain in the house, I shall go to India, to Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, to become a sannyasi. I shall engage my whole life for the service of Krishna. Wife should be beautiful and should use always sweet words. It is better for harsh words.
You're recommending we should get ugly wives who don't speak nicely?
Then would be disgusted with the family life. I don't want this life. We shall go to Calcutta, Chaitanya Gauri Math, Mati, take me. I want to devote my full energy for the rest of the life for worship of Krishna. And your wife would have been beautiful and very soothing sweet words, whatever you do, she is agreeing and all this. Then you will be attached. You will have no aptitude to come to India to become an ascetic, to engage your whole life for the service. Oh, but when this will happen, then you will have that detachment to this worldly relations, and you will give up and and you will engage your whole life for the service of Krishna. So which is better? To get a good wife or a bad wife? Like that. Yes. Now if I could have very obedient son, very obedient son, parents have got affection for this son. And my son is always doing whatever parents are asking. And he is very competent son, earning money, everything. Then parents will have much attachment. At the time of the death of this son, parents will have so much separation grief. I have seen that. I was afraid his mother died. In spite of my pacifying him with all the instructions of the scriptures and instructions, the devotee, he could not bear the separation. But if his son, if a naughty person, always doing mischief, doing everything against him, then his father of the mother cannot come. Mother has to tell it. Father will come to see Mayapur Chaitanya Prabhu. I want it. I do not want to remain in the house. I said, oh, please allow me. I should worship Krishna. So which is better? A good son is better or a bad son is better? Like that. Is that been when our Ramdas Prabhu sent Raphael, some place, what is that?
Yes, San Rafael.
San Rafael. San
Rafael. He's told me, don't speak much of the devotional philosophy. These people will not be able to understand. Say something that which they can understand. All right. Then I started this topic. And I started this topic. And they are happy, yes. And ultimately, they have accepted our is that it?
Yes. It's a brilliant lecture, actually, Maharaj.
Now you have understood me. Like this. Any other question?
What were the names of the characters in Padma Purana? Atmadev, who had disobedient son. Atmadev, and the son's name was what?
Dundukari.
Dundukari.
Name also is like that. Dundukari. His wife's name was Dunduli. Dunduli. Beautiful. But always did something against the husband. Always. Always.
Could you possibly, when you have a chance, write the verse from the Hitopadesh, please, so I can include it in the text?
Hitopadesh?
Yes.
Vishnu Sharma.
If you could write it out for me, then I can.
Vishnu Sharma?
Yes. But if you could write the verse in Sanskrit so I could put it in the
next. Yes, I have got that. This I have explained.
Yes, sir.
Others do not explain in this way.
No.
After saying everything
yes.
about Vishnu Sharma,
yes.
and they accepted, then I started saying there is another meaning of this. That meaning now you hear from me. That is my version.
Yes. Essentially you've torn the other version to pieces.
because our Bhaktivinoda Thakur has shown the picture of this world. This world, what kind of affliction are there? Bhalo nahi lagiye samsar. Janam marano jara je samsare ache bhara. Tahe bolo ache ki basa. Bhalo nahi lagiye samsar. You know Bengali?
But I know this is what you're talking about.
I do not like this worldly life. Bhalo nahi lagi. I do not like this worldly relation, worldly life. Right? This worldly life, family life, has got, is replete, is full of birth, death, and infirmity. At the time of birth, mother suffers tremendous suffering. That child has got infant, then has got tremendous suffering mother in mother's womb. When worms bite, tremendous suffering. Because the child remains in the mother's womb like this. With stooping head and hips up. Like this. And when worms bite, could not redress it. I cannot redress it. Like this. Because in a very strong, well-built young person, if he is fastened with a pillar from the neck, and if I throw some poisonous ants, red ants, very poisonous, their biting is very poisonous, and they continue to bite, and he could not, but he cannot address that. Throw those. What will be the suffering of that strong body person? Tremendous suffering. Which we cannot imagine. Whole body is burning. So when mother's so much suffering, at that time Devi became unconscious, and some Devi which had got previous good deeds, that impression, oh Supreme Lord, I have forgotten you, I have not served you, that is this sort of tremendous suffering. After birth I shall wash you. I shall wash you, I shall not forget. And after birth, by the affection of the parents, by the affection of our other relations, forgot whatever he promised. And as long as that person remains in this world, always he is not getting happiness. There are threefold afflictions. Affliction due to disease of the body. Affliction due to separation grief from the bodily relation, adhyatmic place, affliction by caused by other living beings. Now the affliction is the greatest from his own species, human beings. They have become more ferocious. You can save yourself from other living beings because they do not kill other living beings, only for their livelihood. But human beings are killing unnecessarily. They become so ferocious now. This adibhautikta and adidvaivik, the afflictions caused by the demigods. Now, if there is an earthquake, you have made all big building in Armenia, in Russia, and then there was a heavy earthquake, about 7 lakhs died, and at that time they say building should be 1 or 2 stories, not more than that. 1-2 storied buildings did not collapse, and other big buildings collapsed. And I heard there was a heavy earthquake in San Francisco. From that group, there's also another Swamiji, what is his name? Of course now...
Radhanath Swami?
No, no.
Chipray.
No, he was there, working in Big Islands. Also in San Francisco, in the office.
Saranga.
Now, when I was there, he was there. And after that, he left that place and went to somewhere else. I asked where he left our institution. He left our institution and went back to some place. Ramdas Puttur. He was with Ramdas Puttur for a long time, helping in business and all this. But from him I have heard. So flyovers were destroyed. 65 crores. So much. Anywhere it may be. Earthquake. Where inundation. By inundation. A drought. By epidemic. When there is epidemic in Gujarat. Plague. So many persons of Gujarat, they fled from that own place. There is no necessity of militants. By plague, by the fear of plague, they are leaving Surat. And some of them enter into the bogie where we are going from some place to Jammu. And there, railway officers came. Where from you have come? They have come from Surat. Get down. You are taking plague to our place. Get down. Don't eat bananas sent from Gujarat, Surat, because you will have plague disease. And Pakistan said, no air flight should land here from India. And Guwahati drainage system was bad, and they made the drainage system pier out of here. There will be plague.
I have one request, Guru. In Lekker Kek, Sweet Church, you had started the one topic of Ramananda Rai, and due to time, and I think maybe our eligibility, we didn't get past Varnashram Dharma.
Yeah, I found there are many devotees, including Tirthankar Prabhu. Very interested. And also in Motto. There is not written M-O-U-T-H-A-N. But they pronounce it Motto. Keletono. Keletono means, what is your name?
Where is it?
In French language. Keletono, what is your name? Tono. Bonjo. Bojo. Bojo. You pronounce like this. Buongiorno, Italian.
Yes.
But then, Bojo. Giorno parleva fate. They will not say France. It's very difficult. Fase. I cannot speak French language. But that is their pronunciation like that. There is some similarity with Italian language, but they say buongiorno.
So my request is, I've heard many different things about Mahadev Shiva from different sources, whether he's Vishnu Tattva or Jiva Tattva or marginal potency, and someone even told me he has his own Tattva. So maybe sometime in the days we could hear from an authorized source of Shiva's position and
there in the devotees, you will find in South India. The Shivites are different from Vaishnavas. Because Ramanuja Acharya, for keeping the one-pointed devotion to Narayana, he is instructed, even if you go to the forest and a tiger has come, lion has come to swallow you, you should not enter into the Shiva temple to save you. You should be devoured. Because if you enter into the Shiva temple, your devotion, your object to worship, object to worship to Narayan, that should be kept. Then the body should be killed. But if you enter into the Shiva temple and that impression enters into it, your drawback, you lose everything. In this way, Ramanuja Acharya warned, you should not lose the one-pointed devotion. The Supreme Lord is one, and His Vishnu. But when Mahaprabhu went there, when the personal associates said, they are entering this tilak, entering the Shiva temple, they are astonished. You being a Vaishnava, how you have entered? No, you have not entered. You are seeing Shiva in a different way. Not like Ravan. Shiva, primarily, he has got this quality of tamogun for destruction, presiding duty of tamogun. And Ravan has got tamogun. Ravan, those who have got tamogun predominates, they worship Shiva. But we worship Shiva as Vaishnava. Vaishnava Ananda Dasha, who amongst the Vaishnava, somebody is the best. As devotee, we are seeing. And we pray to Mahadev to give one-pointed devotion to Radha Krishna. Do not ask for material benefits. The Punam Mantra is different. They Ravan worship Shiva as presiding deity of Tamaguna for the fulfillment of their tamasic desires. But we do not do
it.